Dragon gave us in King Tanji, the Pond of Joba Sanji, the Kogan of the Joba Sanji, the Tanji, the Pusan Kongan, the Jew, Sama Sanji, the
Before listening to the teachings, please give rise to the Supreme Bodhicitta, which is that for the benefit of all beings, including one's enemies, one will practice listening, reflecting, and meditating on the teachings in order to attain the level of Buddhahood.
Nam Yajapa Reggie Sele Keba Reggie Sele Keba Tela Reggie Sele Dope Gunitembam, Dokap Tembatan Nepe Chamba, Jimbu Sori Tembam, Jichap Tembatan.
So now we've come to the fourth of the 10 presentations. And that deals with the function. It begins on the top of page 3. And it's explained in two ways. It's explained from the opposite of what it is, and it's also explained through a reasoning of focusing on the forward pervasion.
Dogla Jever Jover Majorishin, Yang in the La Dopatan, Tony, remember my Majorishis also.
So, first then is explaining it from the reverse, i.e., from the point of view of it's not what would happen if it were not present, so from the point of view of the absence of the potential. And the verse number 40 says, if the Buddha element were not present, one would not become weary of suffering, nor long for nirvana, nor strive and aspire towards this goal.
Karte sanje kamina dogla chora manjuri ke nyange delan dabata tenyer mabame parin.
So, to repeat, if the Buddha element were not present, one would not become weary of suffering, nor long for nirvana, nor strive and aspire towards this goal.
Karte, sanje je kham, devari ki kwenyimbo mihino, Jibu Suam, Jibu Suam, Kansa Suam, Simjin Suyinaya, Korva Dunga La, Jovar Majority, Jovat Jevar Majority, Yangilin Deba La Topper and Deba Loda, Yande Tomdu Ju Loda, Yangilin Deba Topper Top Sorve, Dunyerita. Tom the Jemarong Sample Mumbang, my barn Jurval Lee Kova la Jova Jeva Lasso Bateda Yerbate Regisi Lay and Batisena Regiobatropo.
If the Buddha element, which is another word for the Tathagata Garbha or the Buddha nature, were not present, then ordinary individuals, sentient beings in general, whomever that might be, would not become weary of samsara's suffering. And they would also not develop the mind or the intention to attain nirvana, but they would not have that wish. They would not seek the means in order to attain nirvana, and also they would not have the aspiration. They wouldn't have the kind of thought that would say, wouldn't it be wonderful if I could attain nirvana? So these three would be absent. If they were present, that they are the function of the potential. So there are, if the potential is not there, one knows, one can know from its absence and the absence of its functions what it is, and therefore by the reverse, one knows what the function of the potential is.
Karse sanje je kham hai par khe lang na khe lang wa putte la ta thanjur pang na je wo soyaan korwa donga la sem choba taan nyangi len de par thapan de par lo taan thapit thap so ve tunyir taan thom na sampe dunba mai pa Meba Thar, Sanjay Jerek Meba Esa, Tendrawa Yang Ping, Thadur Tendrawa.
And if one was debating or discussing this topic with someone who did not assert that the Buddha element exists, that person, such as a prasangika, a consequentialist, would state it in the following. Given any kind of an ordinary individual, they do not necessarily become fed up with samsara, nor do they have the mind that wishes to attain nirvana, nor do they strive to find the means to attain it. They do not have any of these, and therefore they don't have the potential either.
Young. Sanje Jere Mena, Simjin Soyang, Dungale Tandu Tang, Deva Tondu Mebartar, Rig Mebeshar.
Or you could say, again, stating that the Buddha element does not exist, you could say any sentient being whatsoever do not seek to free themselves from suffering or to attain nirvana. It follows then that any sentient being whatsoever would not seek to free themselves from liberation or to seek happiness.
Then the same day, Shatraka say, let some to you know. Tene ta chung ten peng kuri. Shatak se le tsam ching ma to, sem te shatak se le tsam ni no, tene re yang me pare. Sem la yang jo me pare ten da wu yi no, tene tan da donga le tron do tang, beva thom do yang jie ma se pare.
Shatak sem jun mi che pe yin tsa?
Me, shatak se le ha ko to me, shatak me pa.
Re.
Same day, Shataka Nepa Tsang Yina. Shataka Nepa Tsang Che Matam Yina. Tene Deva Dunga Le Trondu Yunga Mare, Kangin Sana Torva Junsin Yo Mare. Deva Yang Thomdu Yo Mare, Torva Junsin Kang Mare. Same day, Shataka Se Le Tsang Pre. Shataka...
Tene Chijagi Tsang Pre Tsang Pre.
Tene Sijaya Nangja Chepa Mi Tenda Vada.
If the function of the mind was only on the level of the physical body, so if it only functioned in that way in relation to our flesh and blood, then a person with that kind of belief would also say that there was no potential. There wouldn't be, this mind would be continuously there, and there wouldn't be any desire to liberate oneself from samsara or to attain happiness. There'd be no reason for them.
Then Natsu Sentin just sent the Shataka say Leam Shataka Neva Sanje Mato. Then same like Jim Yimina. Then they king in Boya Yoma Jims in your mother. Same Shataka Neva Sanje in the center. Then same Janelo Yang Nelo de King and Boy Pigeons in your Maratina, then Tanda Dongan Don Dutan, Deva Tondo Young, Maper Tavajon. Then I shut and ra, shut and tarana, Dongan Don Dutan, Deva Tondo Kan Yomarwa. Then maybe Senna, same day shattered in the Baina, then Deva Tondo, Dongan Don Dutan. Deva Tondo Yang, Maper Tarvajon. Don't think Kankana, Katala, Dongan Dondo, and Deva Tondo, Maper Kanki. Same day, Katar the Neva in the Senna. Katar the Neva lesson, same Tela Yang, Deva Tondo, Dongan Letro, Tondo, and Deva Tondo Yoga.
If the mind only has the power, a power, a physical kind of power, then there would be no reason for the nature of the mind or the Buddha nature to exist or be present, and then there would be the fault or the unwanted consequence that there would be no reason to seek to be free of suffering and to seek happiness, because this, when one speaks of if the mind were just something physical made out of blood and flesh, that would not be anything that would want to free itself from samsara or would want to attain nirvana.
Then Ken Kambola then Rang Kambudongale Tandotang. Kambo Mayim be Deva Tondo Kanya Yomare. Te Meba Latente, Tene Kingdom La Men Banaya Metela, Dongan Dondo, the Deva Tondo Yomare. Teta Repacheva, Chequada.
You could apply this also to like a piece of wood or a trunk of a tree, and when it gets dried up, it doesn't have the thought, oh, I want to free myself from the suffering of this dryness. And I want to attain the happiness of a good shower or being wet or something, a good rainstorm. And when it's burnt up, it also doesn't have the thought, well, I'd like to get out of this burning hot fire and find a place that's a little more comfortable. Neither one of those thoughts are present.
Jijap tempane, say the young in de la ti, do be joyon toante. Ryu lay in concert with me, tala me, sero, ta jijap tempane.
Second, the jijap the dogchap and jijap, jijap, the kasakale, draw a kitchen.
Mamma, jijap the dogchap. Muscle. So, jijap the dogchap.
Muscle. Good to the Yahoo. So, the next one then deals with. A part of the traditional reasoning of three modes, the forward pervasion, and it discusses the power of the potential. The verse says, seeing the suffering of samsara as a fault and the happiness of nirvana as a positive quality comes from the presence of the potential. Why? Because those without the potential do not see in this way.
Then that jijapte kanza kanke sipan kovala sem jovata kovala sem jote hiva nyangin len deba topar deba nyangin len deba tala remba cheta vajin de tetan deye korva dongatan korva dongatan hiva nyangin len debe Devatam, Tonda, Konde de Dedok, the Junyun Ta, Tone, Sipa Dongaje, Dongaje Jun, Sipa Dongaje Jun, Ye Jun, Kova, the Jova Jevata, Nyangilin de Deve, Yuintin La Trovan Dene, Sanje de Rayo Palaison. Tambo Tajadi.
Given any individual whatsoever, they become weary of samsara and wish to attain the peace that is of nirvana. And in the Tibetan, these different sets of things are given separately, and when it was translated, they all got put together. So that's what Rinpoche just did. So if one of these individuals looks at samsara, sees its suffering, and considers that as something negative, as a fault that they wish to be free of, and they would also look at nirvana and see the happiness of nirvana and consider that to be a positive quality. And so seeing these two things then comes from the presence of the potential. Seeing samsara as a fault and nirvana as something positive. This can be put in the form of a reasoning. Given any sentient being, they have the potential. Why is that? Because they see the suffering of samsara as a fault and the happiness of nirvana as a positive quality. So the reasoning then has three parts to it. The first part is the subject, which are sentient beings. And the second part is a statement that they have the potential, the potential is present within them. And the reason for it is that they see the suffering of samsara as a fault and the happiness of nirvana as a positive quality. And so the relationships then within this reasoning are such that whatever has a the pervasion works in the way that whatever has a potential will see samsara as suffering as a fault and nirvana's happiness as something positive. And also this kind of seeing of the faults and the positive quality also applies to sentient beings. So this reason applies to the subject of the reasoning. So when you have a reasoning, you need these parts to it. The reason has to apply to the subject, and as well, whatever is whatever you've stated in the second part of it has to apply to all cases of the third part, the reasoning, and that is the case here.
Regla,
맞아.
대 렉삼 들어가래. 주인은 통화 짬제 렉삼 들어가래. 대 샘킨 삼제를 여봐래.
Then to make a simpler form of the reasoning, given the given sentient beings as a subject, well, the potential is present within them as the hypothesis that's to be proven, and the reason for it is because they see faults and qualities. So in setting up a reasoning, then it the relationships between the parts of it, there has to be certain kinds of relationships between the parts of it. And the first one relates the reason to the subject of it, then the reason has to be present within the subject, which is true in this case, that sentient beings do see faults and positive aspects. And the second one is that the second part of the reason has to apply to all cases of the third part of the reason. So every case in where there is a potential, there has to be the seeing of faults and positive qualities. And then the third part of the reason is called the reverse pervasion, and that is the example where there is no potential.
When the Hina sing and the big Hina le neighbor to do so young, the name Hina may be Junta. Hina ke yun din tong de, the name Hing Mesa, the King Yersa, King Yaku Yersa. Never so many Hing gets ill, Zingo, they constitute your tongue.
Conto. 무슨 타마디 코마스
신나하고서
네 신나다 데베드르
제레
포스트
신나는 내 붙은도 망보도
나도
거서 신나라 가긴도
가기도
나설지 예된 동거도
맞아
나 신나 매베 좋은 동거도
어 신나 메나 키는
맞아 매베 좋은 동 맞아 신나 매베 좋은 동 신나 그 예된 동대
맞아
대 거서 신나 매발래래나 오 제과다
So if you think about animals who live in the forest, they also see positive and negative qualities, because we're dealing with sentient beings here, so that would include animals. And, for example, it's a positive quality for them. It's where they live. Also, if there's any danger that arises to them or some potential harm, they will escape into the forest. And then they also would understand that if there were no forest, that would also be a negative for them. It would be a fault. So they're able to see a positive quality and a negative quality. Then animals who live in the water, they consider water a positive thing, and if there's no water, that's negative for them. So if they ever come into a situation where there's no water, they will immediately try to get back into the water.
When the rubber lemming caso?
Turtle.
Caso. Or take the puga gonga mambo seman on the yagado, sema. Seman on the puga gonga. Gonga hagoso.
Eggs.
Gonga mambo bay yagado, ame tagamado. Then they gonga the cassa, the puga mambo so. Lamsang konsu chui na nung jokun jokun dokare. Kaisen na chui, te chui yun tong ware. Tini chui yasa la mando na yenda ka sakare chung tong. Chui jamsu na na lem na yun ting tong te. Te konsu ama ka tinga mado rangang chui na nung dokare. Te chui yun tong ware. Chui yun tong ware te re yu tong. Yeah.
Then if you take the case of turtles, the turtles lay their eggs. The mother turtle lays her eggs in among the grasses and doesn't really look after them. So when the turtles come out of those eggs, there's no one to show them what to do, but they naturally know to head for the water because in the water they know they are safe, so it's positive for them, and they know that if they don't go in there, they could get eaten, and that would be negative. So again, turtles are able to make a distinction between what is a fault and what is positive. So also the mother knows how to see what's good and what's bad because she hid those eggs in the grasses because she knew that that would be a positive thing and allow the turtles some chance of survival. She didn't put them in some place where they weren't hidden, so she too made these kinds of distinctions.
Tene sada seva te so ka rang puga pugi yaksa te sen ting yen da ro ma thoba ta ge e kong da wo yen ge te da wo yen da lan ro yen da sen ting yen da ro ma thoba che la pugi puga gong a te yak do te yang kon se chun yong la ta ke tang do chun thong yen ting thong te gong a yak si yen ting thong te chun yong thong te sang so ge yore te yang re ye pa ta.
And also if you look at birds, big ones and little ones, they also are able to tell the difference between what is faulty and what is not. They make their nests in a hole in a rock or in a treetop, places where other people can't go, and they know that that is a positive place, and they wouldn't put it in a place where the eggs would be exposed, which would be negative. So they too have the ability to distinguish.
Africa.
And there's also proof that African birds as well have the potential, because there is a particular kind that builds their nest suspended from a very long string that's made out of grass. Because there is another bird around, has a very long neck, and it's able to eat the eggs if they were just put in a normal nest in the crotch of a tree or something. So these birds suspend their nest from long grass ropes so that these long-necked birds are not able to eat the eggs. So this is, and they were also able to discern what would be a faulty way of doing things and what is the correct way of doing things, and so that's a sign that they have the potential.
Tendu sangi chetan dawo sangi le na tene amate pugate sai na na ye digra amate so yenda la do do go korta na
so
tene po amate ne do de tene pugo ha ko kuma ama yenda la do do pugo de te ama yenda do ko so ami jo go do de
na so
pugo ha mo go so do na so
de
yang de ne jyon yon ha ko gre ko ko se pugo sa la male pa ko ma dong ba so ne go korta ki do.
There's another African animal. She doesn't know the name of it. It's a small one, sort of like a prairie dog or something. And it's eaten by foxes or hyenas. So when one comes close to where a mother is with a child, the young one is hidden in the grasses, and the mother runs in the opposite direction to decoy the predator away from her young. So this is also a sign that the this little sentient being has the potential as well. And that way, the desire to escape from faults and the mind that wishes to attain the positive qualities or positive situations, one finds in almost all sentient beings. So this, it is the prajna that sees what is a fault and what is a quality. And if the mind were simply physical matter, that quality would not be present of being able to make these distinctions. In brief then, the mind is not just physical, but it has special qualities, and that special quality is its own nature, and that the name for that, a name for that self nature of the mind is the Buddha nature. And then there's the ability to see special kinds of faults. For example, grasping onto a self, or the mental afflictions. To see those as faults, and when that arises, then one wishes to transcend them and attain nirvana. So this applies then to a particular kind of potential. It's the potential that's able to enter into one of the three vehicles. So there is a particular or special way of seeing faults, or particular faults that are seen, and also particular qualities that are seen. So if one sees as a particular kind of fault grasping under the ego, and if one sees as a particular quality being free of this grasping, then that is the sign that a special kind of potential has been awakened.
Then
So if one sees the faults of samsara in a particular kind of way, and one develops the mind that wishes to transcend this samsara and attain nirvana, then that means that the potential of the shravaka has been awakened, and this is an example of the activated potential. For the Mahayana potential to awaken, then what one sees is that if loving kindness and compassion are not present, one sees that as a fault, and if they are present, one sees it as a quality, and then the wish to meditate and develop loving kindness and compassion arises, and that is the awakening of the Mahayana potential. If we look in the context of this worldly life, we can see that sentient beings harm each other, and seeing that as a fault, one wishes to be freed of that, or wishes to free them of that. And the quality then of wishing to help other sentient beings. So there's the seeing of something negative and then a positive side to it. And then seeing those two things, one wishes to develop loving kindness and compassion. And likewise, if one applies this to the Vajrayana, one sees as a fault the lack of sacred outlook or pure outlook, and as a quality, its presence. And so one practices it, and that then awakens the Vajrayana potential. So then the particular reason that applies here is what we saw before. The given sentient beings, or similar to what we saw before, given sentient beings, they have the Buddha nature. Why? Because they see samsara as a fault, and nirvana as something positive, as a quality, positive quality. So to go back then to the discussion of the reasoning, when it's correct, the reasoning is said to have the three modes, and the three modes are that the reason relates to the subject, and that it is pervaded by the hypothesis, the second part of the reasoning. So here, if we say the subject is sentient beings, and the reason, the third part of it, is that they see faults and positive qualities, so that reason applies to the subject. Sentient beings do that. And secondly, the when the Buddha nature is present, then the faults of samsara and the qualities of nirvana are seen. And the reverse of that would be an example such as earth or stone, because the earth and stone, as we saw before, they don't like the wood, for example, they don't see faults and they don't see positive qualities. So there are reasonings, there are correct reasonings and seeming or pseudo reasonings, and the correct reasoning is said to have all the three modes, or to be a reasoning where all the three modes are complete. So that's been a brief example of a brief discussion of the Buddha nature or the potential's function.
Karte zanje kame na dogla chovaram jure yange dela dva tenir mba mebar se dan yange dela dukti chyon doand reyo le kanser rengme dala meze.
So we'll chant the verse maybe three times, the two verses 40 and 41.
If the Buddha element were not present, one would not become weary of suffering, nor long for nirvana, nor strive and aspire towards this goal. Seeing the suffering of samsara as a fault and the happiness of nirvana as a positive quality comes from the presence of the potential. Why? Because without the potential, do not see in this way. If the Buddha element were not present, one would not become weary of suffering, nor long for nirvana, nor strive and aspire towards this goal. Seeing the suffering of samsara as a fault, and the happiness of nirvana as a positive quality comes from the presence of the potential. Why? Because those without the potential do not see in this way. If the Buddha element were not present, one would not become weary of suffering, nor long for nirvana, nor strive and aspire towards this goal. Seeing the suffering of samsara as a fault, and the happiness of nirvana as a positive quality, comes from the presence of the potential. Why? Because those without the potential do not see in this way.
Thank you, Rinpoche. I wonder if you could clear up some confusion that I had just when you were giving the talk now. And are you saying then that Buddha element is the capacity of awareness itself? Because you mentioned the example of the wood, how wood doesn't see. So that made me think maybe you were referring to
the capacity of awareness.
당당 산지기 캄 기코 숨소와라. 근데 디스메 갑좀 랑 태좀 태서 세베 직진아 the 산지기 캄 요바 당 릭바 요바 당 직바도하고 차기래. 카레스나 테네
릭바
어 레 릭바도하고 카레스나 테네 신보디 릭바 요마라와라.
레레 레레
테네 키용 타기는도 카레스나 테네 릭바 요마레 기도하고 코는 되기로게
릭바 세제데 카레 릭바레 람존 릭베 히마르와
마레라 디 치탕게 릭바 릭바 젬바도 히라 시신 저
레레 데 릭바 요바 히라 요바 데 데네 데히 인구세 레레게 데히 니부케 바카서 데히 니고 센제네로 외사레 데라 민지 네바다 히랍 주 네바 예버케 바레 릭바 참데 데히 니보 마레이나요 릭바 예바데 데히 니보 예바다 민지 참데 데히 니보 마레이나에 민지 게야 예바데 데히 니보 예바다 데히 니보라 히랍 데 민지 네바 예바레 롭종세나 히랍 체르로 예드 네바 Ninja gona, Ninja Chambuja, Chayaga, and the Bayo.
Within the Buddha nature, there is both compassion and prajna. And this this capacity or this ability for awareness or prajna or wisdom here is present and potential in the Buddha nature. And so Buddha nature is not just awareness or not just prajna, but it prajna comes is born out of the Buddha nature. And the same, one can say the same thing about compassion, that it's not just merely compassion, but it has the potential to give rise to compassion. And so the presence of compassion or the presence of prajna or awareness is a sign that the Buddha nature is there. And also because these two, compassion and prajna are present within the Buddha nature, then if you study, you can develop your prajna, it can grow. And if you meditate on compassion, you can develop compassion, you can increase its capacity or its power.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that the Buddha nature is endowed with the powers or the capacity of prajna and compassion is talked about more in the fifth point here of endowment, which we will be coming to shortly, where it talks about the causes for it and the function.
Jevangapse yona, regiore.
here in this particular section, then, when one's talking about seeing faults and seeing qualities, the thrust of that argument is to show that the function of the mind is not not just a physical function, that within the mind is this mere clear awareness that is uninterrupted. So it is in order to establish that one these arguments are made. Once one has established this, the presence of this awareness, then this clear awareness that we just talked about, then it's also from that one can establish also previous and future lives. And if one can establish, and one can reverse it and say, if one can establish previous and future lives, one can also establish that the potential is present. If you have one of them, then you have the other. If it were just a capacity that was remained on the physical level, you would have no reason or way of sign to prove past and future lives. One can also give other kinds of examples for the presence of the potential, of signs that that potential is present. For example, in a very young child, before it could really be taught this, sometimes one finds a particular kind of compassion, a very special kind of compassion that the child has. It's remarkable. For example, the Bodhisattva Mucchutome was known to have wonderful qualities of compassion when he was young. And also, there are children who have wonderful prajna without anyone having taught them a lot. And there was a Kenchok, say it again.
Kenchok Lodur Denpa.
Kenchok Lodur Denpa.
Denpa
was known for his wisdom at a very young age. So these are also ways of seeing that the potential naturally has these qualities of compassion and prajna or wisdom.
Murchutome namdale, murchutome pukuchungchong kapsa bola nam prambondo.
No. In the case of Mucchutome, once when he was a very young child, and it was during the winter where it's very cold in Tibet, and he came back home naked, and his mother said, "Well, where are your clothes?" And he said, "Well, there were these little animals, and they were very cold, so I put my clothes over them." And his mother asked him, "Well, where is this?" So he took her out and led her to an anthill, and there his clothes were piled up over the anthill to keep the ants warm in the winter.
Then how about the ranking in India, but the Jewa Naman Sanjuk Sambayan, but Ninja Kombatar?
So this kind of naturally present compassion is a sign that in previous lives this being had meditated on compassion a lot.
Then can you in me say that I had young Sholo Kambam Raman Bolan over here? Trapok Nana Dene, Lola Zawas of Kajan, the Jorba Kapso, Purong Hakosan.
Pigeon And in the, there's another story dealing with this potential of prajna or wisdom, the aspect of prajna wisdom within the potential, and it has to do with Vasubandhu, who had a wonderful memory. He could recite hundreds of thousands of pages of text, and he would be in a cave and reciting these texts aloud, and near the entrance of the cave there was a pigeon who was listening to all of this. And when the pigeon died, he was reborn as a child. And as the child grew, it said to its family, I'm a student of Vasubandhu. I want to go and study with him. So they found Vasubandhu, and the habitual patterns that had been settled or laid in the previous life then were awakened, and he became an excellent student who was known as Stiramati. So this is another sign that in previous lives he had, this is a sign that in previous lives he had practiced and studied. So, and it's also another way of seeing the interconnection between the existence of a past life and the potential. There's also a story connected with the translator Vairocana, and at one point in his life he was banished to eastern Tibet to a place called Gyamotsava Rum, and it was like a jungle, lots of growth and heat. And one day he saw a child named Yudren Ningbo playing, and he was just saying like this, "Oh, there is Dorje Sempa in the vast sky." And no one had taught him these phrases. They were just sort of naturally coming from him. And it turns out that this young child was a reincarnation of a friend of Vairocana who'd had traveled to India with him. He was from Tsang, so he was called Tsang Lekdrup. And on the way home to Tibet, he was bitten by a snake and he died. And so he took rebirth in Gyamotsava Rum, and this was part of his practice and what he had remembered from a previous life. So one can see here again that there is the presence of a previous life, and it also shows that the mind is not just something of material, but that there is this kind of potential within the mind.
Then you might love the drama, Amalekima Tato, Tokanga Namgalampa,
So another story is afternoon story time, I guess. Another story about Machik Ladrum, who was one of the probably the most remarkable woman practitioner in Tibet. And as soon as she was born, she rose up a cubit, you know, length of the arm, and said she had three eyes when she was born, so that was kind of amazing. And she said, Om Hari Nisa Ah.
Ah, ah.
So this was a very special thing, that she had these three eyes, that she was able to lift herself up off this way, and that she was able to speak this mantra when she, as soon as she was born. So this is another sign of previous lives and the presence of the potential. And there were also other remarkable things about Machik Ladrum. For example, she was able to just look at a text and understand it, so she became more knowledgeable than her teacher. Also, the volumes of the Prajnaparamita sutras in the Tibetan canon are 12, and most people can only read one a day, and she was able to read all 12 in one day. So this is not only a sign that there are past lives and that she had the Buddha nature, but that in past lives she had become very accustomed, very familiar with these texts.
Then
And like this, then, one can see that there are past and future lives, and because of that, then, this is also a proof or a sign that there is also the potential.
Thank you,
like
Rinpoche. I shouldn't ask this, but I had one more question about verse 41, that if I could ask that, because it ties in, if I could. It has to do with, because those without the potential do not see in this way.
Mm-hmm.
I was under the understanding that everyone, all conscious sentient beings had Buddha element, Buddha nature.
Mm-hmm.
But then the example, when he was saying, the Prasangika has said, well, see, this one does not want to, is not weary of suffering, and this one, you know, does not wish for nirvana, so that shows that the potential does not exist.
Mm-hmm.
That seemed to contradict what...
Where do they find the example of someone without a potential?
Yes, and is that true, that there could be a conscious being that didn't have Buddha potential?
The shloka Nipadila, rig me dak la me siro ro la jim sin ro
rig me ba la rig me ba rig me ba la chuen yon thong de me bse
re tene morangi tene rig me ba de khogi me do kar re sin ro me shin homa gi sum athar sem chen khangala rig yore tene rig me ba de la
ndi ka to re ta ne me ba sa do la so pa yang de jejur jejur che rig ma se pa Rangi Nerik, the Jejo Jerigile, Rangi Nerik Meba Yomare, Jejo Jerigam Rigma Sepa, La Mepase, the Niko.
There are two ways of understanding this being without the potential. One is simply examples like inert matter, like earth or stones or things like that. And the other example would be that the activated potential had not been awoken yet. It was simply latent still.
Thank you.
Okay. That about you,
are there any other questions?
That about me and the talk ahead and don't want to get.
That's all. So if there are no questions, then we'll chant the verses a little bit.
41 Rela neper da aperikata sura da mangudo desu pugata so pugachema ta to suyang lobjong ke gogumdo luchi gumdo ama ke gumdo lamsang ya lang oma oman thong tondo ye ba oman thong che ba oma gawa yo ha ko ba den da wo mangbo ye ba te so tene che ba seram hoen la gombata re so kore dela yang kande do ta kore deda serap yin do gombata
There is a verse from Lopan Powell, and he said, as soon as an animal or a being is born, without anyone showing them, they know to look for food, and they know how to drink milk. And that is a sign that in previous lives they have become habituated or accustomed to this. So, for example, in Africa, the wild animals there, when a young one is born, it doesn't need to be taught. It knows on its own how to stand up, and it knows how to look for food. And this is a sign that it's become habituated to this in a previous life.
Tundu rila nepe rida te soke rida yena ama ke sungjob zo togo mado ama ke sungjob zo togo mare neva songa. Tese tamke lamsang lang dogre lamsang truhi gre jikta yore truhi gre. Ti jomse na karisena ama ke sungjob zo togo mado. Tene konso truhi go mado. Te ayang lela ra lepe ta yore. Mon rabo yena ama la nepan dog sungjob zo kigendo.
That a newborn can eat food and drink milk when it searches, seeks to do that, it's not only a sign that it was habituated in a previous life, but it's also a sign of karma. For example, the animals that are born in the wild, often their mother cannot protect them, is not able to help them in this way. And they know how to escape. They can, as soon as they're born, they know how to get up and run. If one had the karma to be born as a human being, then in that kind of a birth, mothers can help the child. They know how to take measures to protect it from wild animals and so forth. And it's not until it's usually around a year old or older that it's able to walk on its own. So I think this is also a sign of karma.
It's also the case of lions and tigers who are very, very strong. But the little ones are born blind and they can't move so quickly, so their mothers know a little bit about how to protect them and take care of them. And these cubs, the lion cubs and so forth, they're not like human children where they can't really run well till they're like two or older. But it's only a couple months that the mother protects them, and I think this is also a sign of karma that the mother would not be able to protect them for a longer period of time than that.
Tene robar te pogandawo ina tari seva na gi seme bola be te konso gonga ka kena chola na na ro rang cho ina ne saya thogo esare te ama ka kaya thopche te go esamari samaya.
And also in the case of the turtles whose eggs are buried like in the sand near the water, it's also a question of karma because the mother also wouldn't know how to feed them, and they both, as we saw earlier, know how to climb out of their shells and into the water to protect themselves, and they also find food within the water so they can take care of themselves. But it doesn't mean that the mother is implacably cruel. She does have some loving kindness for these eggs because she's buried them in the sand and covered them over so other animals don't find them. So these are both a sign of having become habituated to this in previous lives, and also the sign that karma is present. So then you should examine this and see how it is. This you can use your reasoning to look at these situations.
Mm-hmm. rangi nyelin ji jo sem nga ma ji ku ko do te kya wa nga ma sem pardo ke la na pardo sem
In Buddhism, it's asserted that past and future lives exist. And it's said that when the white element from the father and the red element from the mother come together, the mind enters into that. So, but that mind that's entering into that union is not without cause. It comes from a previous life. And if one believes in the bardo, then it is said that it comes from the mind that has been in the bardo. So there's a sense of continuity or continuum here. And this mind of the bardo serves as the previous cause or the substantial material cause for the birth of the being in the womb.
The name I pamatele karma to choose the same tangbu. Nyelenji jyote cheva ngama semi na cheva ngasi ngama yobare te dekhi nyambu yobare. Kasi te mina te nyelenji jyose ngama mayimba shatale cheva yina cheva ngama yobare te dekhi nyambu yobare.
So, like this, when the mind first enters into the union of the red and the white elements, the what is the what's called literally the material cause, or the appropriating cause, that's what we call it, what is the appropriating cause, then is the previous life, the mind of the bardo that came from a previous life. That also then shows that there is the Buddha nature. Because if there were not this appropriating cause, that is the mind from the previous life, then there would just be this material kind of, this material mind, but that's not, there would just be material, there would just be blood and flesh, but of course that's not the case.
Nama jena nama de nya cha go barba cha sim chi ni cha dong yo bare de na go kar re sa na de yang le nang sa je ma cha pa le la tin de ni cha ya yo bare
tempra
de yo re na se pa yela jo mong go di sin go di di le wa chi je nga ma de mo chi je re de nga ma de che yong de nya cha go de barba cha gre se
And also in Tibet, there seems to be a very special animal that has a head and then sort of a, looks probably a bit like a tadpole, where it has sort of a fish-like back part of the body. And it's said that if you cut it at that juncture, then part of it will become a fish and the other part becomes like a frog. And that also, this seems to be an appearance of karma, or caused by karma. One has the particular karma to become two different beings. It's said in a particular part of Nepal that there are what do you call them, bloodsuckers, leeches. Thank you, leeches. And that if one kills this leech, and it's burned up by fire, then there's the dust from that fire, the ashes from the fire, and those ashes then, if they become sort of moistened and are put in the sun, it's said that more small beings will be born from that. So that's also a particular kind of karma. It's said that the power of karma is difficult to understand, that it is inconceivable.
Okay.